As we hit the bottom of the hour, we welcome in our good friend, been on the program many times before, and it's always great to have him back. It is Howard Balzer. Howard, how are you this morning? Welcome back to Fox.
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Doing extremely well. Howard, what's been keeping you busy here these last couple of weeks? We always talk about this being this downtime for the NFL, but we're getting to the point now, thanks to the growth of the league and what Roger Goodell has been able to do and what these teams have done, there really is no downtime, is there?
There isn't very much of one. But, you know, the last few weeks, you know, except for the constant discussion about Aaron Hernandez and a few stories here or there of people getting into trouble, which always seems to happen at this time of the year. It has been somewhat slow as teams not making a lot of player moves and just things like that and getting ready for training camp. So it is nice to have it slowed down a little. But I'll tell you, it goes fast because all of a sudden at the end of OTAs in the middle, third week in June, everyone's going, okay, good, now we got a little time to catch our breath. And then before we know it, we turn around and training camps are starting in a lot of places. Even this week, some teams will start bringing their rookies back this week. So it's right around the corner, and it's upon us very quickly.
We enjoy talking about the town of Oxnard whenever we can and hitting those college campuses for the training camp tour. Obviously, last night, the Zimmerman case takes center stage, and a bunch of NFL, other athletes, but few NFL notable names really at the front here. Roddy White with his commentary. I don't know how much you've seen or have pondered this. Do we expect the league to come back with a statement on these situations or some type of policy to be adopted?
Well, I'm not sure what the league can. I mean, about the players tweeting, you mean?
Right. So, you know, such as what Roddy White or James Harrison had to say, probably the two largest incidents off of last night's events.
Yeah. The league always is very mindful of what players do on Twitter, and certainly teams are as well, and always say, hey, think before you hit send. And that's always pretty good advice.
Sure.
But I think from the league thing, I don't know that they'll really, you know, have much to say, you know, about that. You know, players are entitled to their opinion, no matter, you know, how uninformed those opinions are. And that's kind of the way of it. You know, the Harrison one, of course, kind of fits his personality with the way he plays, in a sense. It's kind of strange with a guy who has flaunted NFL rules and doesn't care and says, hey, it's not going to change the way I play, even though he's clearly breaking rules a lot of the time. To tweet what he did was, you know, somewhat over the line. But I would think the league will just figure, hey, it's emotional. What happened last night, there were a lot of emotional reactions. And unless it would continue, then I don't see the league really, you know, jumping in. And by the way, it is always great to hear Marcus Vick comment on things.
Sure. Had to get his 2 cents in, of course.
Yeah, he had to, and he's been pretty active. Every time he does something, you know, Michael probably just shudders and say, man, will you just be quiet?
Just leave
already?
Me out of it. People have moved on from me.
Yeah, exactly.
Howard Balzer, our guest here on Fox Sports Radio, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Howard, let's get to the actual play, and let's talk about the teams. We've done enough of this offseason nonsense here. Let's get to some of the teams, and I want to take you down to the NFC South here. Obviously, last year was as much of a definition of an anomaly as possible when you talk about the New Orleans Saints. How do you think the Saints react? Obviously, Atlanta has positioned themselves to be the team to beat in that division, but you're still talking about Drew Brees. You're still talking about Sean Payton. What is your analysis and your expectations for the Saints?
I would be surprised if they don't bounce back. You know, certainly defense is going to be the big question because, you know, they were pretty bad on defense, and so a lot of the problems they had on offense with interceptions and turnovers and things like that was because of the defense giving up so many points. And, you know, Drew Brees probably figured it was almost like arena football where they had to score every time they had the ball if they were going to have a chance to win. So that's the big question. They've changed, you know, to a 3-4. How do they adapt to that? That's the unknown right now. But you know they're going to get yards. You know they're going to get points on offense. It's just a matter of how that defense plays. But you're right in terms of an off season for them that has been more normal if you will, than any they've had in several years. And you know, even last year, aside from all the bounty stuff, you had Drew Brees not even being with the team during the off season because of his contract situation.
Right.
So that's settled. You have Peyton back. I think the team obviously overall was embarrassed somewhat by what happened last year and are very very focused on being a playoff team again. But it is a tough division. You mentioned the Falcons. The Buccaneers, I think, are a team that you really look at and say, I mean, they were 6-4 with and in the playoff race. That was six games to go, and then you know Josh Freeman didn't play well down the stretch. They lost five in a row, and before they knew it, they were out of it. But that roster has some talent. Carolina came on at the end of the year. I think we're looking at a time now, guys, just overall in the league, where there's always been a certain degree of parity. But you look at a lot of these divisions, and you say, wow, there's some pretty good teams here, and there's not that many that you just figure are going to be bad. And so I think that really heightens the competition.
You led me right down to where I wanted to ask you about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of smoke after the draft of Josh Freeman perhaps being tested for his job. Any truth to that, or does he get the longer leash than I think people want to give him?
I think he should get the leash, but having said that, he does have to show more consistency. And we see the ability he has, and he's played very good football. And you look at his overall numbers last year, and they're pretty good. But, of course, as I mentioned, coming down that stretch, wasn't. He had two games in a row with four interceptions. And so those are the things that you have to avoid if you're going to get to that next level of quarterback in the league, lead your teams to wins, and then, of course, hit on the big contract. So I think he should be the guy. But once again, it's up to him to show that consistency. They do have pretty good talent around him, and they get a couple of injured offensive linemen back. And that was one thing that's overlooked a lot with Tampa Bay, is how much he was under duress, right. You know, how much he was pressured. And a lot of that led to some of the things that happened. Getting those linemen back, along with the skill people around them, that could be a pretty dangerous team this year.
Howard Balzer has been our guest. Follow him on Twitter, HBalzer721. Always great to be able to soothe the soul by talking some NFL. That's great. Howard, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Howard.
Howard Balzer with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Oh, just makes you feel good.
But that's the point I've been hammering home as I've boosted Doug Martin all the way to number two on my running back rankings, is that the O-line gets healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And you figure year two of Freeman working with Vincent Jackson. Yeah, I think there's definitely some upside there for that offense. Obviously, we'll look to see what they do defensively, some changes in personnel in the back seven. But with some changes there and a little more consistency, as he says, out of Freeman, they could be dangerous. And as you look at that division, very tight.